Yeah, indeed, Pádraic, quite emphatic. 9 points between the sides at the finish. Donegal much the better side. Remember, they led a goal and 6 points to 1-2 at half-time. Keelan and Levy with the goal after about 17 minutes, just shortly after Mayo scored their goal as well from Conor Reid, their midfielder. The early exchanges were pretty even. Luke McLennan and Johnny McGrady pointed for Donegal. Keen McHill, which was one from play and one from a free, scored for Mayo. And then we had that goal that gave Mayo a temporary lead, but it was short-lived as Keelan, Luke McLennan, had a shot blocked. He was going for goal and they'd rebounded, and Keelan and Levy following up just first time into the net. A goal and 2-1-2 after about 70 minutes. Luke McLennan, Paul O'Hare, McLennan again, and Drew McKinley sent Donegal in 1-6-1-2 up at half time. McLennan, obviously again, off the mark early in the second half with a free from 45 metres out. And we had another Keelan and Levy point, and all of a sudden there were 6 points between the margin. But then added another one, and certainly Donegal were really, really on top against a Mayo side that hadn't scored after 15 minutes and didn't score again, only scored twice in the second half. And then we had that second goal, Keelan and Levy again. He was the man on the goals this afternoon. It was certainly a good score from a Donegal point of view, because it really pushed them ahead 2-9 to 1-2 at that stage. And Keelan and Levy got the ball to the net again. Good work by Luke McLennan with the cross, and Dunleavy made no mistake. It was actually Jack Gallagher with the cross. He's Glen Swilly clubmate on in the second half, with another Johnny McGrady point as the game fizzled out in the closing minutes before Muir wrapped up the scoring. So 2-10 to 1-4 it ended. Donegal experimented a good bit in the second half, but certainly very good for Gary Duffy and his side. Mayo were, of course, short to other three or four players from this team in the senior champion, in their senior team who played National Football League football this year. They were absent, but Rory Kane, the fullback, who has played a number of times for Mayo seniors in the season so far, he was playing this afternoon. But certainly pretty comprehensive in the end for Donegal. 2-10 to Donegal, 1-4 to Mayo.